Campbell's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, here's the man that got that big write-up in the March issue of Radio Mirror magazine. A man who's been in radio for many years and has always been written about. Rotten. Tom Brenneman.
Thank you, and good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How did you out there at the listening post? Good morning to the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. Yes, it's ladies. It's a ladies' program, but then, too, we have a few gentlemen husbands here this morning who braved the early morning dew to sit in and have breakfast with us. Strange thing about this program, it started out to be a ladies' program. It's supposed to be still a ladies' program. But every day we have more men in attendance. Of course, there are fellows who've been married. You can't do anything about it. Get them up early, huh? Yeah. Mom says, get out. Come on. This early morning. Well, we're going to visit a little bit now. This being the Ivory Flake section of our little shindig. Huntington Park, huh? The only gal that has heard the program from Huntington Park. Who are you?
Mrs. Cochran from Three Rivers, Michigan.
Give me a complete name, will you please?
Mrs. Warren Cochran.
From Three Rivers, Michigan.
Three Rivers, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Where is Three Rivers, Miss Cochran?
Just south of Kalamazoo.
Oh, yes. Well, you know where Kalamazoo is. And you are?
I'm Dina Hughes from Monterey Park.
From Monterey Park. And who are you?
Mrs. C. Closter from 904 Bates, Grand Rapids.
From Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And what is your name?
Mrs. Frank Closter, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that hat?
Oh, I dug it out of the rag, Dale.
It sure looks it. Silly looking at that one. It's funny how they get themselves all doctored up. Who are you?
This is Neil Gallagher, Rochester, New York.
Well, hello, Miss Gallagher.
I'm Miss Imogene Marks from Pasadena, formerly from Canandaigua, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Mrs. Arthur Hill from Los Angeles.
Hello.
Mrs. F. L. Johnston from Portland, Maine.
From Portland, and you?
Arthur Hill from Los Angeles.
How are you doing, Curly? Johnny, get Mr. Hill a comb. Hill, didn't you say? Yeah. No, I'll handle it all right, Sergeant. There you are, Mr. Hill, a little souvenir. Breakfast in Hollywood. I don't know what you're going to do with it. Hi, buddy. What's your name?
Kingsley Andick from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
What is your name again?
Kingsley Andick.
Andick?
Yes.
No, it's an unusual name. You're a scout. Now, what is your rating? What type of scout are you?
I'm a tenderfoot.
You're a tenderfoot. How old are you?
13. I'll be 14 next month.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I want you to stand, because this is Boy Scout Week. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yes, all over the nation. We just hope that you're a pretty husky-looking fellow there, too. Tell me how long you've been in scouts. A year?
Yes.
You have to be 12, isn't that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My boy's a scout, too. And I just hope that all the youngsters all over the nation get interested in the Boy Scout work. To grow up to be stocky guys like you are. The scouts of today are the molders of men of tomorrow. We hope that they're... What is your name?
Alma Gamble, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. About Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Close to my hometown, my old hometown, yeah. Down the Cumberland Valley, Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. You ever been there? About this time of the month, you know, the 13th always rolls around. And I'm wondering, you in Lancaster, are you superstitious?
A bit.
Are you? Well, do you feel lucky or unlucky on the 13th?
Lucky.
Lucky. Well, you are lucky. I'm going to give you a pair of nylons. These are not ordinary nylons either. They're ring clear nylons.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Notice how lovely they are. And always remember, if it's lovely to wear, it's worth Ivory Flakes care. You'll remember that, won't you? Hmm? What was your name again?
Alma Gamble.
Gamble. Mm-hmm. Oh. That's unusual. Well, it is. I know a fellow by the name of Gamble. Well, there's two guys by the name of Proctor and Gamble. They've been awfully good to me. Well, now let me tell you what can happen to glamorous nylons with Proctor and Gamble's Ivory Flakes care. And without it. First, if you take just a few seconds every night to wash your nylons with Ivory Flakes, you'll get up to twice the wear from them. But on the other hand, Why not say, well, on the other foot, I should say, since we're talking about stockings. On the other foot, if your beautiful nylons are washed infrequently and with the wrong kind of soap, they can wear out in almost half the time. So it isn't hard to choose the kind of care to give your nylons, is it? Yes, I want to add, too, that with Nightly Ivory Flakes Care, you'll cut down as much as 50% on holes in your nylons. So no matter how tired you are when you come in from an evening of dancing or whatnot, don't overlook Ivory Flakes Care that your nylons deserve. Care with Ivory Flakes, those pure, mild flakes, which are the flake form of baby's ivory soap. As you squish your socks in those rich suds, you just want to sing to yourself, if it's lovely to wear, it's worth ivory flakes care. Not bad for an old voice, eh, Curly? Now we're going for a hat. Oh, I've seen some. There's some dandies here this morning.
Black one with a bird crouching on.
Oh, Johnny, that's a nice looking hat.
Oh,
shame to you. You're slipping. I saw one here, though. That.
How do you like this one?
No, I don't care much for that one either.
That's where? My new Easter bunny.
Is that your new Easter bunny?
I'm not playing at all.
Huh?
I wasn't playing. I was just.
That's your guy. You can tell it's a very serious model. Who are you?
My name is Ida Dougal.
Ida Dougal?
Mm-hmm.
And that's your new Easter bonnet? You go out early to look silly, don't you? Johnny, I saw one here somewhere.
Back there?
No. Tell me, I don't know where it is. Huh?
Oh, Tom, here it is.
Where?
Right here.
Which one?
The little skull cap with the plume.
Yes, that's it, right there. Yeah, it's a little feather deal there. Johnny, see if you can get it. I don't know if we can get back in there or not. It's only about a half a hat. There it is. That's a chicken hawk model. About half a beanie. It's only half a hat, really. And one of those feathers, what is her name? What is your name? Mrs. Ruth what? Ogg. Where are you from, Ms. Ogg? From Santa Ana. Yes, it does look a little something like a Plymouth Rock. I wonder what those feathers are. What are they? Do you know? You wouldn't know. No, I don't think anybody does. But it just looks like a bird that was shot at in the air and half it came down. He needs a hat. Thank you, Ms. Ogg. You're sadly in need of a hat, Ms. Ogg. I tell you what you do, Ms. Ogg. After the broadcast, if you'll step over there, we have some of the new Tom Brenneman models that really are fine hats, hats designed by the Hollywood and New York most famous designers. You've heard of the new Tom Brenneman hats. They're on the market now. And after the broadcast, if you'll go over there, we'll give you really a hat that'll look stunning on you. And it won't cost you anything either. And certainly she needs one. I see another fellow back here sitting. Come on out here, Walter, will you please? Came in this morning to see you way back in the corner. Bumped into an old friend of mine, and certainly an old friend of yours if you've never met him before. He's written so many songs, and you've sung so many of his songs. Oh, my blue heaven, Walter Donaldson. Come on, Walter. I didn't want to impose on you, Walter, but I just did want to take this liberty of having you say hello to the folks.
No, it's a real pleasure now to say hello to the folks.
Look, My Blue Heaven was your biggest number, wasn't it, Walter? Or was it?
It was one of my biggest. My buddy and how you're going to keep him down on the farm and Caroline in the morning and Little White Lies. I had quite a few.
Yeah, I see you had quite a few. I was just always kind of under the impression. What was the biggest seller? Was it My Blue Heaven?
Well, it was, might have been Mammy.
Mammy?
Joseph's song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that your song,
yes,
too? Mammy.
Or Blue Heaven or My Buddy, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, by golly, you've written a lot of them.
Well, I tried.
Have you got a couple in the works now, have you, Walter?
Oh, about 120.
Well, about 120?
Yes, you know, I've been sick.
Yes, I know you've been sick. I'm so glad to see you up and about.
But I'm all better now.
You're looking swell.
So I just want to tell my sister, too, that I was all better.
She
didn't believe it.
Oh, I see. Is she listening somewhere?
Yeah, back home in Brooklyn.
Oh, back home in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And you just want to come down here and tell your sister that you're feeling better. You know, Walter, there is such a thing as a long-distance telephone, you know that?
Well, Tom, I got a nice theme song for you.
You've written a theme song for us?
George, I've programmed so much.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and two children have also.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice.
And your product has helped me quite a lot.
Grand. I'm so glad you got down to see us. I am, Walter. Good luck. That was Walter Donaldson. A lot of hip tunes, believe me. Sung all over the world, in fact. I didn't know he wrote Mammy. Oh, I really didn't. Are you sure you wrote Mammy, Walter? You're pretty sure. All right, let's award our wishing ring here now. What is your name, please?
Dorothy Jeffers.
From?
Spokane, Washington.
Good. Would you draw a number out here, please?
Grace McCarty, Los Angeles.
Just one. And you?
David Cavan, Wakefield, Michigan.
Hello. Hello there.
Neil Gallagher, Rochester, New York.
10230 will win our wishing ring. 10230. Remember, fats and oils are still critically short, ladies, so keep on filling the salvage tin. Please, everybody, every day, save every drop of used fat and turn it in. Incidentally, national security is fashioned by hard work and just never happens, you know. So join with your neighbors during National Security Week, which is in progress now, in support of the modern Minuteman's program of peace through preparedness. Back up your Reserve Officers Association. It didn't answer. 10230 is the last call. 10230. All right, we'll try it again. Gee, that's very seldom happened. You're a bum drawer. Who are you?
Edna Zimmer from Cincinnati.
All right, Zimmer, draw number one, please.
Try
this one. It's 10233. 10233. Hurry now. 10233. Huh? Well, what do you know about that? You suppose Richard's been opening that door?
One oh two three three.
Well, come on here, Mother.
Let her out, please.
Come on out here. I want to put the wishing ring on your finger. My goodness. What's the matter? What took you so long to respond? Huh? What's your name?
Mrs. Ingram Bixler, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Mrs. Bixler from Cedar Rapids. Well, what took you so long to respond?
Well, I didn't think I had a number on that.
Uh-huh. Well,
I didn't think
it is,
I had a number on it.
Yes,
I didn't
number.
Look.
Yeah, that's the number, 10233.
Thank you.
Bixler.
Mrs. Bixler.
Visiting in Southern California, are you?
Yes, thank
uh-huh.
you.
How long have you been here?
About 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice. You're getting some fine weather here. Yes, is that sir. Papa Bixler there?
That's Papa.
What's so funny, Bixler? I couldn't find the number. Couldn't find the ring. Did you give me a ring a minute ago? There it is, Miss Bixler. There's your wishing ring. I want to put it on your finger. You've heard the program, haven't you, Miss Bixler?
Let's
put it on this finger. Mm-hmm. Now you make a wish, will you? Miss Bixler.
I wish that I may soon be back in Cedar Rapids where there's lovely snow.
I just want to add to that, the sooner you go, the better we'll like it. Mr. Bixler's just dying back there. Give him a cigar. There you go, Pop. Well, that's Mister. Give it to me. Where there's beautiful snow. It certainly is, I guess, a lot of it. Well, that will about conclude the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. This next 15 minutes brings you greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg, makers of Pep. Here's our good neighbor letter this morning, kind of short and to the point. It says, Dear Tom Brennan, I want to introduce as a good neighbor Mrs. Mariah Capoli of Schenectady, New York. When the appeal came asking for old clothes for the people in Europe, in a year's time, Mrs. Capola sent 175 packages. Not only did she go around collecting the clothes, but she also paid to have them cleaned, and many she washed and mended herself. Also, she put one new article in every package. And while doing all this, she has kept all her neighbors supplied with fresh vegetables she has grown in her garden. Now, Tom, don't you think she's a good neighbor and deserves an orchid? Sincerely, Mrs. Herbert Gething and Mrs. John Wilner of 1524 Broadway in Schenectady, New York. Yes, we do. As I say, that letter is short, but it means a lot. There is a really a good neighbor. So this morning, Mrs. Mariah Capola of 1526 Broadway, Schenectady 6, New York, has been made our good, good neighbor of the day. Come on, Tom. Hello, Corny. How are you this morning?
Well, I feel good, I guess.
Well, you look pretty good.
Oh, yes, but I got to get that orchid and get down to bride and groom. I'm way late right now. I don't know. I got to get down there. Cousin Chester's causing them a lot of trouble.
What do you mean, Cousin Chester's causing a lot of trouble to bride and groom?
I don't know. I'm going to throw him right out of the audience. Old Gander is going to be mighty sad when I get through with him.
Hmm. What do you mean the old Gander's going to be mighty sad?
I'm going to cook his goose.
See, he's been making a pest of himself down there, Johnny's show, huh?
Yeah, kissing all them brides and giving them advice and telling the happy couples how they ought to throw their in-laws out of their homes.
Well, that's a fine thing for Chester to do, to talk about other people's poor old in-laws. My goodness, doesn't he have any respect for old age?
Eh?
I say, doesn't he have any respect for old age?
Nope, only when it's bottled.
Awful, isn't it? Corny, you have a little joke for us this morning?
Eh?
You have a little joke for us this morning?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, you know I got a joke.
All right. What is it?
Well, speaking of women, your wife was telling me that that you liked her looking pretty in them clinging gowns.
Oh, well, I do. That's right. I do like my wife in clinging gowns. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, except she says you make her cling to them for 5 or 6 years.
Oh, Corny, you almost ruined that one. Well, our orchid this morning goes to Miss Mariah Capola in Schenectady, New York. You'll see that it gets on its way, won't you, Corny?
Yes, I'll take care of it. Goodbye, everybody.
Come on, Corny. Good character. Tell me, have you ever heard one of your neighbors say that my husband's a grumpy old bear when he's hungry? Well, a hungry wife is no little deer either, as far as that goes, but even if you're dieting to lose weight, girls, your doctor will tell you that skipping meals is a mistake, especially breakfast. No matter what, the food you eat at breakfast should be the kind that'll give you energy for your morning's tasks. Doctors say you should get at least 1/4 of your day's nourishment in the morning. So how about giving yourself a break at the breakfast table? Enjoy a big bowl of Kellogg's Pep along with the rest of the family. It's an energy food, you bet. Believe you me, you'll get a lot when you eat at breakfast in that bowl of Pep. Actually, these crisp whole wheat Pep flakes give you twice as much energy vitamin B1 as the good whole wheat itself. And whole wheat, you know, is famous for its fine whole grain nutrition. And Kellogg's Pep provides you with vitamin D, too. Just a regular 1 ounce serving of this golden toasted cereal gives you your day's need of vitamin D. That's the sunshine vitamin that the body doesn't store up for very long. Sunny looking, sunny tasting Pep, the sunshine cereal. Good for the whole family. And tomorrow we have a swell surprise for you, too. It's something lots of you wanted. Tomorrow I'll tell you all about it. So be sure to listen, won't you? I'm quite thrilled about it myself. Now it's orchid time. Here's where we award our lovely Armroy orchid to our eldest guest. And I spotted a little lady here somewhere, and I've lost her now. I'm asking, huh? No? Where? How old is the lady there? How old? 94. I had an idea. I am assuming that that will win the orchid this morning. Oh, maybe not, she said. Well, I don't know about that. Hello. Now, who are you?
I am Mrs. Arabella Wilbur.
Wilbur, where are you from, Ms. Wilbur?
Well, originally from New York State.
Now, come on out here and meet the ladies, will you? Come on, she's from Santa Barbara now.
Yes, just now from Santa Barbara.
Well, come on, can you get up?
I thought you wanted to know from the beginning.
Oh, yes, from the beginning. Yeah. All right, we'll start from the beginning. But first, I want you to meet the ladies here. Miss, now, your name again is Mrs.?
Mrs. Arabella Wilbur.
Wilbur. Now, come on, Miss Wilbur. Here she is. From Santa Barbara, and she's 94. There you are. Now, originally from New York State.
Yes, originally from a little place called, I'll tell you in a minute.
All right.
It's in New York State, called Beaver Brook.
Beaver Brook.
Beaver Brook, Sullivan County,
yeah.
New York. That's the first place I remember when I was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I don't know anything about it.
Memory only goes back to your three, is that?
That's right? Just as far.
Well you were born there, where you were in New York.
Well, I suppose so. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Well, I guess in those days...
I'm not sure of it.
They didn't have birth certificates in those days,
no, did they? No, not like that. No. There wasn't so much fuss made about it then.
No.
No, no.
Just born and let it go at that.
Another brat to take care of.
Yeah, that's all. Tell me, how many were in your family?
10
you had,
children.
You had 10 yourself?
Oh, my own family, no.
No.
I know of my own.
You had no children of your own?
I raised 2 stepchildren.
Oh. You know,
I'm just a stepper.
You're a stepper. I bet she's a high stepper, too.
Well, I didn't stroll low.
No. Oh, you didn't fly low, huh? Well,
I always had lots of fun anyhow.
When were you 94, Mrs. Wilbur?
Last Sunday.
Last Sunday, uh-huh. Well.
So, it's 94.
Did you have a birthday celebration?
Well, sort of a one, yes. I didn't intend for people to know anything about it, but they had known from original... birthday.
Uh-huh.
And last birthday, I ran away and come down to Los Angeles and no one knew where I was.
You did?
I did.
You mean you, when you were 93 on your birthday, you came down?
Yes.
What did you do, come down on a bus or something?
Yes, come down
on
a bus.
And nobody knew where you were?
No. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't want anybody to know where I was.
Yeah.
I wanted to be all alone that day.
Yes.
So I was all alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I went just where I pleased, and I got dinner where I wanted to, and I enjoyed it.
Good.
I said, nobody say I can't do this or I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I do just as I please.
Yeah, you just do as you please.
Yes.
Tell me, do you live alone, Miss Wilbur?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have an apartment.
You have an apartment up
there.
Uh-huh. How long have you lived in Santa Barbara?
Well, I came to Santa Barbara first in 1881.
1881?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't much here then.
No.
Los Angeles was only a little, what you might call a little dirty place.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's still a long time ago.
No,
huh?
There was no pavements or anything. It was all dirt then.
Uh-huh. Yes, well, I guess Los Angeles was quite a small place in those days.
Oh, yes, it was.
And there was no Hollywood at all.
No.
Very little Santa Barbara.
No, there was no Santa Barbara's, except the Mission.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they had the Mission. And I like Santa Barbara. The best of any place in California.
Oh, it's a swell place.
That's where I'm going to stay the rest of my days.
You're going to stay in Santa Barbara?
I think so.
Sure, it is fine up there. It is a beautiful spot, Santa Barbara.
It surely is.
Can you imagine anybody wanting to go back to Iowa in the snow?
No. I'd rather go and pick up a handful of flowers than a handful of snow.
Do you have your own flower garden, Miss Wilbur?
Oh, a few in the window.
Uh-huh.
I raise a few tomatoes and a few flowers in my window in my
mm-hmm.
dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And they have grown and ripened and were awfully nice.
Well, anything will grow in this California sun, won't it?
Yes.
You betcha.
And I have the western sun in my dining room.
You the western sun and the western
mm-hmm.
exposure.
Just as it's going down, I watch it
mm-hmm.
go.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the beautiful sunsets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, why don't you all come to California? But there ain't room here.
There's not room enough.
Not quite.
Well, you're awfully nice, and you're certainly very active for your age. Do you wear glasses, Mrs.?
No.
No, you don't wear... Do you do a lot of reading?
Well, not so very much mm-hmm. now. My eyes are bothering some now.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do read, I use glasses part of the time.
Uh-huh. Your hearing's very good, isn't it?
No, my hearing is not good.
Is it?
No, and I had my earphones all ready this morning, and then it broke just at the last minute.
Some tells me she hears enough, don't you? You're certainly a lovely person.
I can hear some, anyway.
Oh, dear. Well, look what I have for you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful flowers.
Yes, indeed it is. Many, many thanks.
Oh, gee, it's a pleasure. And I hope maybe some of your friends back along the network have heard you, Ms. Wilbur.
Oh, yes, they're all listening in up there.
Huh? Well, this time you told them where you were going, eh?
Yes. I'm coming here next year, but I'm not going to tell anybody.
Oh, you're coming here next
yes,
year?
Yes, sure thing.
All right, you come down on your birthday. I'll
then
look for
I want three.
By golly, Miss Wilbur, you shall have three.
All right, now don't forget it.
Of course, you've had orchids before, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Do you hear our program, Miss Wilbur?
Oh, yes, every morning, no difference what I'm doing, I go and hear Tom's program.
Well, I swear. Well, you know, when we give the lady an orchid, we like to give her a little kiss.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose that was the first one, though.
The first orchid?
The first, well, but then this isn't the first.
Oh, it
isn't.
Huh?
I take all the good things that goes with it.
You take all the good things that go with it?
Thank you.
You're wonderful. Great. Goodbye, Miss Weather. Acting for 94. Incidentally, we're sending orchids, too, to Mrs. Kate Greenslade. In Westfield, Miss Great Kate Greenslade Lyon in Westfield, New Jersey. Miss Mabel Parker in Los Angeles. Mrs. Rosaline Hendrick in Shreveport, Louisiana. They're 100 years old this very day. We're going to have to get off this network now. We have our Dewberry Beauty Kit, and we have some lovely roses here and so many other things to give away. But right now, you'll have to break it out and get out your songs, won't you, please? I'm awfully sorry. We'll make those awards after we leave the net. Come on now. And that ends our Hollywood breakfast. We've had a most wonderful time. We're awfully late, folks. Just time enough to say good luck to our nation and to Americans all over the world, wherever you may be listening. Till tomorrow, then. Goodbye, all.
Tom Brenneman's Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you transcribed at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. When you shiver out of bed on a frosty morning, lady, that's Crumbles weather. That's when Dad and the kids want a toasty kind of cereal with Zip and Go. Kellogg's Crumbles. Just the name makes you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles? Sort of sweet and mellow rich. The only cereal made in those little crinkly shreds of real whole wheat. You bet, lady. This is Crumbles weather. Time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly Kellogg's Crumbles. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. Crunchy, crinkly
Kellogg's Crumbles. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.